it's worth remembering that these prices are still very high. You know, historically, they're one of the highest prices we've had in this country. There's a few elements to that. There is the continuing pressure on supplies that comes out of the fact that, you know, Russia, one of the major producers of diesel in particular, has to get the impact on pricing. The biggest thing is tax, and if somebody is paying 177, 178 today for petrol and diesel on the local forecourt, a euro of that is going straight to the Department of Finance, and we think that that's something that needs to be looked at right now.
So we see that petrol is currently standing at 180, diesel 177. We've spoken before about the impact that this is having on border areas and rural areas in particular. This still remains the fact of that people will be shopping elsewhere for their fuel.
Yep, and in border areas, while you know people will be pleased that you know prices are not continuing to rise, there is significant financial saving for motorists if they cross the border into Northern Ireland and fill up their tanks there. But what that means is that there are businesses, you know, in Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, that are in real trouble now because their customer base and employment in some border areas, because forecourts are genuinely under pressure. When the price difference can be up to 20 cents per litre, that's impossible for a forecourt operator to absorb when the margins on petrol and diesel are still very low.